Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Greg Hiley. Father Greg is the director of the Doctor of Ministry in Preaching at Aquinas Institute of Theology in St. Louis, Missouri. His preaching today is entitled, All You Who Are Thirsty, Come to the Water.
One of my favorite scripture verses is the first verse of Isaiah 55, which in 4 weeks we will hear proclaimed in a darkened church during the Easter Vigil. All you who are thirsty, come to the water. In each year's Easter liturgy, God invites us to come to the water. And in a verse from today's gospel for the third Sunday of Lent, we respond, Lord, you are truly the Savior of the world. Give me living water that I may never thirst again. Today we hear the entire chapter, or at least a lengthy part of chapter 4 of the Gospel of John. John chapter 4 begins, Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, Give me a drink. His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, Give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. The woman said to him, Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks? Jesus answered and said to her, Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water. With today's gospel, the church turns its thought and prayer to the catechumens among us, the men, women, and young people who have begun their Lenten preparation to receive baptismal initiation at the Easter Vigil on Saturday night, April 9th. Like the Samaritan woman at the well, they thirst for living water, the outpouring into their lives of God's Spirit in Jesus. Next Sunday, on the fourth Sunday of Lent, we will hear the entirety of John chapter 9, in which Jesus, by stages, brings light to the eyes of a person born blind. Likewise, this Lent, we catechumens and baptized alike long to see more clearly by the light of God's truth. And on the following fifth Sunday of Lent, we will hear the entire 11th chapter of John about Jesus raising his friend Lazarus from the dead. Jesus, count us too among your friends. Give us life. Come, Lord Jesus, send down your Spirit, and at the Easter Vigil, raise us, catechumens and baptized alike, into new life in the Church, the body of Christ, the people of God. Give us living water. Illumine our minds and hearts to walk the way of your truth. You are the way, the truth, and the life. this Easter, raise us up into the fullness of baptismal life. And for today, on the third Sunday of Lent, Jesus, give us spirit water and awaken in us a longing for Easter.